Scattershot and dysfunctional is how some have described Wisconsin's process for determining energy supply and demand. That's why Madison Representative Spencer Black says there needs to be better coordination of how to produce energy, save it, and get it from one place to another.
What is going to make the most sense for Wisconsin businesses, Wisconsin consumers, Wisconsin's environment? These plans would not be based strictly on what a out-of-state energy company or utility proposes.
Some power companies are leery of Black's Energy Security Act. Chris Shanehair from Alliant Energy concedes that better energy planning is needed, but says the proposed legislation sounds like a previous process the state tried, then scrapped.
Part of this sounds almost hauntingly like the old advanced plan process, and that certainly was well intended, but the net result was that nothing really got built in the energy infrastructure arena, and by the late 1990s, Wisconsin's power supply was in jeopardy, frankly.
Supporters of Black's legislation say the old advanced plan wasn't all bad. It made sure ratepayers were protected and the energy needs would be met. Nito Amano is president of Wisconsin Industrial Energy Group.
Now, it was a cumbersome process. It bogged down the system. On the other hand, they threw the baby out with the bathwater. And what's going on now is we don't know what our total capacity needs. What this bill does is bring us into a planning process with a horizon of roughly 10 years, not 20 years.
Amato says the Enron scandal in California and this summer's Eastern blackout are wake-up calls for good energy oversight. The Public Service Commission has proposed its own strategic energy assessment, which still needs approval. Representative Black and others say that process only looks 7 years into the future. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.